All right, Dallas Pro Circuit Pulpcast, Alex Ray, you're back in the main event, man. That had to feel good, but what was going on in that LCQ with your guy, Cade?
I don't know. Well, he told me after the fact that the last two laps he had a flat tire. Because I was wondering, I'm like, dude, like, what happened? Like, my man just straight was just
he was bunching.
Dominant again.
He was bunching, though. He was bunching at the end. And I'm like, what is going on?
No, yeah, he was bunching heavily. And yeah, you know, I got pretty lucky. I didn't really ride well all day. Mm-hmm. After the heat race, I was contemplating just selling everything and quitting. So I turned it around. We did good. P17 on the night. I was surprised. I think Benny pulled off that last lap or whatever, and that sort of gave me an extra spot, some points, and I was stoked. I don't know. I'm stoked on the day. Or I rode good in practice. I had really, really good intensity. That heat race, though, dude, my head was spinning after that one. I don't know what happened in there, but I just forgot how to ride. And then it pissed me off, and, you know, I started riding, like, a little bit like myself in the LCQ. Had a little bit of luck on my side. Got a good start.
Yeah.
So I was just looking forward to turning it around.
Did you know that Tick was on you?
Yeah. My mechanic Mike had it on the pit board. He's like, hey, Tick's is coming. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then Cade's bunching, and I got this dude on my ass. And I'm like, what the hell? Something about to happen.
Right.
We ended up having to roll the finish line, but Tick's. I've been actually looking for Ticks in the pits, you know, to see if he's okay, but I'm sure he went back to the hotel already.
No, I think he's hurt. I think something happened. He just walked off, like collarbone or shoulder or something. He's hurt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Yeah. Well, he was sore with his ribs prior to this, so
right.
I know that for a fact. It's just a bummer, man.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely. Hey, I really, when I saw the track for the first time, I thought it was cool. There was a split lane, big bowl turns everywhere. The guys were doing a big rhythm, but it didn't really turn out to be racy. It just didn't.
No, it wasn't. Right? Well, the jumps were cool, yeah, but like you had to hit everything so slow. It seemed like unless you were three in out of the turns, like in the big rhythm, going like 3-4,
yeah,
everything else was pretty slow paced for the most part. Everyone was doing the same rhythms, you know, from 5 back to 25. So even like in the qualifying times, you can tell. I mean, hell, I was only like 2.5 seconds off a pole. Everybody was just so close.
Yep.
It was tough to make anything happen. And, but hey, you know, it's racing. Everybody's got to race the same track.
Yeah. I just didn't think it turned out to be like super, like it was a very,
I don't think you had to make aggressive passes tonight for sure.
Yeah. Everything was start dependent, but I still thought it was a little more so than usual, you know, that's all.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thanks, A-Ray. Good job. Welcome back to the main event.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. I was surprised you'd even call me since I was Swap Moto Live, you know, so.
Yeah, well, cool. I got to throw those guys a bone once in a while.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Bye. See ya.